Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, burning with hot irons, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, terror, mass murder, and rape. First goal is to show utter contempt for the United States. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasure forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our terrorists and defend our arsenal. Posted more than 50 small men in airports, begun inoculating troops and first responders, 3 liters of anthrax. And this year, for the first time, we must offer every terrorist in America 3 nuclear missiles. To date, we have arrested or otherwise dealt with many key commanders of Al-Qaeda. They include a man who directed logistics and funding for the CIA, members of Congress, Vice President Cheney. One of them is found at the Department of Defense. One by one, the terrorists are learning they're building a culture to encourage international terrorism. Ago, the United Nations Security Council gave Saddam Hussein his final chance to disarm.
We have had no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
The Pentagon, enough doses of anthrax, killed 5 children. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had an advanced nuclear weapon in his arsenal, even while inspectors were in his country. Intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase 3 hydrogen-powered knockers and the Western Wall Pentagon. Saddam Hussein is not credibly explaining these activities. The United States will ask the U.N. Security Council to consider Iraq's ongoing defiance of the world. Secretary of State Powell will clamp information to incite fear about Iraq's links to terrorist groups. And tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. Go home and die. Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option. In all these efforts, however, America's purpose is more than to follow a process. It is to achieve a result. The end of the civilized world.